Hi, I'm CJ.
And I'm Corey.
And this is Expecting Expats.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Expecting Expats. Today, we're gonna give you an update on how we're doing because, Corey, you are in the third trimester, well into the third trimester. Mm-hmm. I will be in the third trimester in a few days, and by the time this comes out. And I already look and feel like I'm in the third trimester. So.
Well, you look great. No, I mean, I also agree that I just feel different in this pregnancy in my third trimester.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's because of the history of this pregnancy that I'm feeling nervous and anxious. I think there's just multiple things that I'm thinking about now that I'm closer to the finish line. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm starting to rethink and overthink things.
Tell us a bit about what's going on.
Well, right. So, I mean, as everyone probably heard in some of our earlier podcasts on this pregnancy, so I had a threatened miscarriage with this one where mm-hmm. it basically is you're just bleeding. And so the doctors at first think, okay, it's a miscarriage. But then they realize, oh, no, actually the baby's fine. But something, you know, I had to go on bed rest for about 5 weeks.
Yeah, super scary.
Yeah, and it was really traumatic time for me. But at the same time, there's the positivity of that, like, I got over it. You know, so I'm like, okay, we did this together. Like my little boy and I were like, we did it. We got over that not traumatic event, but yeah, we got over that period. And then I went to the doctor the other day and I rode my bike there. And, you know, he's like, I'm 31 or about to be 31 weeks. So I'm 30th week. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's like, oh, well, you're having like small contractions. Do you feel anything? And again, last time I didn't really go into labor with Dagny because I had a C-section.
Yeah.
So I don't really, I mean, I've had these things called Braxton Hicks contractions, which are fake contractions. Yeah. But those were so painful that I couldn't walk, you know?
But that's weird because usually they shouldn't be painful unless it's like real contractions.
Yeah. So maybe I did have real contractions like before, but I would only have real contractions with Dagny before like I went into labor.
Yeah.
When I was really like almost running or walking.
Okay. Yeah.
When I remember like three times I was just late for something and I was just booking it. And then like, I'm like, oh my God, my sides are just like crushing me. I can't walk anymore. And I would have to stop, slow down, breathe.
Yeah.
And then it would go away, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe those were just really contractions. But so then when he was like, oh, well, I see on your CTG scan, because what happens in your third trimester, in Germany at least, every time you go in, you get hooked up to a CTG scan, which they measure your contractions. But really the whole point is to make sure the baby's heart rate is strong and it's good and it's going. So the heart rate was fine. And he's like, yeah, I just see little contractions. And so he's like, but let's check. And the baby was fine, healthy, which is another update I can give you in a second. But then dealing with these contractions, she's like, okay, so maybe it's just, you know, stress or, and he asked me about work and like, yeah, of course I'm doing my transition planning now, but, everything like, you know, okay, well maybe. And I'm like, but can I bike ride? Can I do this? So now I'm just second guessing myself on everything. Mm-hmm. As in, you know, last night I had cramps in my legs, which I've had before when I'm not hydrated enough or.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're overthinking and you're like, what does this mean? Why do I have cramps in my legs? Because when labor did start with Dagny, I had cramps in my legs.
So now you're like associating it with the going into labor.
And of course you do not want to go into labor early.
No.
And so I couldn't sleep last night because it's just like, like what's going on? But again, I mean, if we look at this rationally, which sometimes I can't do when I'm pregnant, but if I take a step back, I mean, I did go down the rabbit hole. Stupidly.
I started Googling,
like, what does contractions mean? Yeah, that's mean? Always risky. Like, preterm labor is really, really bad. And it can cause these issues with the children or the baby. And you think, oh my gosh, like I don't want to do anything that's going to create more issues. But all of the suggestions in the like online were go see your healthcare provider or go to the hospital if you feel this.
Yeah.
And I was at, and to make sure that you're going into labor or not.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I was at the doctor. He's the one who pointed it out to me. And then he told me, you're not going into labor.
Yeah.
So does that make sense? Like, rationally, I have to stand back and think, okay, he told me I'm not going into labor, but I should watch it and I should really, like, relax. And so, again, it's like this overthinking of everything where I'm just nervous now, where I don't remember what Dagny. Well, with Dagny, I was nervous, but because she was breech.
Yeah.
And this one was breech. And then I went to the doctor and he finally turned.
Yay.
I know. He turned. He's a nice, so,
good boy.
I know. And that's the one thing I did learn with pregnancy. You're like, oh, the babies are actually supposed to be turned around. You know, like yeah. As in facing down head first. I don't know why I didn't know that.
You didn't know it last time?
No, I knew it last time when I, like, they're like, the baby's breech. I'm like, mm-hmm, what's that? You know, like, what's going on?
Is that a problem?
Yeah, and they're like, it's like, heads up. I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah, what's going on? What? And they're like, yeah, the head's supposed to be down. And then when you read about it, it's actually, I mean, they don't really know why babies are breech. But sometimes, I mean, there could be evidence that they're, like ear, like inside their inner ear, they have mm-hmm. this fluid that basically it's it kind of is like their equilibrium, and they want to go down. And yeah. So sometimes if it's not formed well, they don't go down. So then I was thinking, okay, and to get that to be formed, this equilibrium, it's a word. I know it, but I'm forgetting it now. But you need to go walking more. You need to do yoga poses, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're moving them around to like get their equilibrium correct. But then it was realized when I tried to turn Dagny, like her head was stuck kind of like in my ribs and her yeah. head was just too big.
And yeah, then at one point they become so big, then yeah, it's too late to
exactly. move around.
Or they can try at the hospital, but
yeah,
it's tricky once they get big.
Exactly. And this little boy was just doing everything that Dagny was doing, like same position as Dagny, same, you know, where he was never moving. He was always breech.
Yeah.
And then I felt on Sunday just like a big like, whoa. And even now, I just feel different because he's now in position and I've never had a baby like that.
So low.
Yeah. He's, yeah. I feel like he's just so low, but then with these contractions and then me thinking preterm, I'm like, what does this mean? Is he like getting ready to come out? Like why is this happening?
Yeah.
And again, I'm overthinking a positive thing. Like he is not breech anymore. He moved. And it's kind of, my understanding is the older they get, the you know, smaller space they have, it's yeah. harder for them to move back up. They can.
Yeah.
They want to.
Don't do it.
But they a lot of times they don't, like 90% of the time in the second pregnancy, they won't.
Okay,
if
that's
good.
If you
had a first breech birth, so.
Fingers crossed he'll stay down.
Yeah, I mean, so that's just a couple updates with my third trimester going into it.
Yeah. So a bit anxious feeling.
A bit anxious, and I feel like I have a long time left.
Yeah. And I kind of understand that thing about like, okay, now he's so fully developed and it's getting kind of close. So you just want everything to go well from mm-hmm. now on. Like, don't come early or.
Yeah.
It's like, you've gotten this far. You had such a difficult mm-hmm. start in the pregnancy. And now you've gotten this far. He's so big and healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just want to reach that finish line.
Exactly. And it kind of, I don't know if you're feeling like this, but I mean, I still have about 10 weeks left to go. Yeah. And 10 or less.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 8.
Maybe only 8.
Maybe
yeah.
8. But I just kind of feel like, and maybe, again, I should just get off Instagram or something, but the videos that I'm seeing are, like, of moms of special needs kids.
Oh, no. It's and maybe the...
It's so sad to me. I mean, it's so great and sad at the same time. Like, it's so wonderful mm-hmm. that these parents are just so happy, and you can see that whoever has a special need child, like, is amazing. Like, you can go and live a healthy, wonderful life and a happy life, but it is difficult. It's difficult the other children. It's difficult on the family, the parents.
Everyone hopes for a healthy child.
Exactly.
But it's probably because you've been Googling all these, like, risky things. And now so, the algorithm.
I'm, like, hiding all these things. I'm like, hey, guys, I love y'all. Keep it up. Keep caring for your children. I cannot say this because it's freaking me out.
Yeah.
And so, again, it makes me overthink everything. And, I just need to, like, get off Instagram almost.
And Google. Stop Googling things.
Yeah, stop Googling. I know.
It's much better. I mean, I know this is so much easier said than done, but when you really are concerned, it's better to talk to your doctor rather than Google, because mm-hmm. Google will just take you dark places and
My husband was saying that to me too, because he's like, I don't get it. Like, you just went to the doctor and they say you, they told you you were not in labor, but you should just probably, like, chill out for a bit. And I'm like, okay, but, like, am I in labor right now? And he's like, I don't get, like, you know, the cervix was fine. Everything was fine. Baby was very healthy. You know.
Yeah.
We got a picture. He looks exactly like his dad. I think even more so than maybe Dagny.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so curious to see our babies.
I know.
But, yeah, I am.
I mean, how are you, though?
How am I? I'm doing good. Yeah, I mean, I think some of the symptoms I had in the end of my last pregnancy, they're already starting now, like the heartburn and just I have that every evening now, pretty much.
Mm.
And just...
In some cultures, they think that means your baby's going to have a lot of hair.
Oh, well, could be. Emily had hair. I'm just feeling very big already. And I'm just like, okay, there's still quite a while to go. I don't feel so anxious, I would say, but I do get sometimes these scary thoughts, because now, you know, you can really feel the babies kicking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But then if there are sometimes hours or like most of the day where I don't really feel anything, then I start having bad thoughts, like, is there something wrong? Like, is the baby dead?
Oh, yep. What do you do in those times?
I heard this, what you should do is like try to drink cold water and just like lay down and relax.
Yeah.
Because usually then the baby will kick. And then as soon as I get those kicks, then I put it out of my mind again.
Yeah.
And then I can relax.
I do the same.
And I haven't been to the doctor a while now. I'm going tomorrow. So I'm also curious if the baby is already with the head down. I think it could be still a while. I think normally they say around, is it 34 weeks or so? It should be with the head down.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but
I mean, they said at 36. Well, with Dagny, they're like, you have till 36 weeks. And then I go to the hospital and they're like, you have till 38 weeks. I'm like, when do I have time? And they're like, we've seen it where someone is 38 weeks. And even one of our friends was telling me they were having twins, and they went in because the first baby A that was coming out
mm-hmm.
was breech. And it doesn't matter if the second one is breech, but the first one has to be head down to have a normal vaginal birth with twins, is my understanding.
Oh, yeah.
And they went in. And so, yeah, it was there 38 weeks. They said, oh, your baby A's breech. You have to go and get a C-section. I would probably schedule it.
Uh-huh.
So they went in 2 days later and baby A turned down. So at 38 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
With a twin. So I'm like, you must have had a massive stomach where that baby could do that with another baby nearby.
It's impressive.
And then she even said that when the first baby came out, the second baby then came out.
Oh,
Followed her brother, just boop, boop, boop. I'm like, wow.
I'm kind of like, I think it's amazing. How does the babies know that they need to go with their head down?
Yeah.
Kind of blows my mind that they just know what to do.
I know.
Automatically.
And it is such like a miracle of, it's just such a miracle and such like a blessing. And sometimes I feel like I'm forgetting that as well. Not forgetting, but I'm getting more anxious about the baby coming and mm-hmm. dealing with Dagny. Not dealing, but like making sure Dagny is okay.
Yeah.
Making sure, you know, she's going through a phase, and I tell my siblings this, and even like we were talking about it,
mm-hmm.
like she only wants me. And my brother with his daughter, like, yeah, that's going to be there until they're like 5 or 6, you know, it's no face. They're always going to want their mom.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, how do people do this then when they have two kids? Is it that the newborn then goes more with the, like the father, and then the other kid hangs out with more of the mom? Like, unless there's breastfeeding, or is it just, I mean, again, we have had years and like millennials of children coming and like, you know, so I know it's doable.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out logistics and how to not make Dagny upset, because are you worried about that, of Emily?
Yeah, that's the main thing actually. Sometimes I'm like, in my mind it's just like, yeah, the baby, that will be fine with the newborn, but it's more like, oh, what do we do with Emily? And mm-hmm. we have the same situation that she will just like scream and cry if I leave the room. I mean, every time, even if she's hanging out with her dad and I'm just like going downstairs,
mm-hmm,
yeah. she will have like a meltdown.
I'm just I
just need to go to the toilet.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Same. So yeah, I'm worried how that will go, to be honest, but I'm just trying to think like it will be a good moment for my daughter and her dad to connect more. And
mm-hmm.
because I think, you know, I'm expecting to breastfeed again, and I think I'll just like be spending so much time on the couch with the newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I'll try my best to also be there for Emily and cuddle with her, but it's not going to be as easy.
Oh yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, she will just have to bond more with her dad, and they can do stuff and maybe go to the playground and
mm-hmm.
yeah. But that's also actually what I'm more concerned about. It's not even like the newborn. The newborn's just like, okay, hopefully it will be healthy and not cry constantly.
Yeah.
And then it will be fine. But I just need someone to come and like take care of Emily. Also, when there's family visiting, I just kind of want them to, okay, you can see the baby, but then can you please play with Emily and give her attention? Because that's more my concern.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I also agree that the baby's not going to, I mean, now that we've had newborns and now that we have like above like 1-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
You can really tell that the 1-year-old, I mean, of course they just have more of their own personality. Mm-hmm. So the parents or family should be also wanting to see one of the more personality and maybe just hold the baby for a bit. But like at the end of the day, we all know that like they're just going to be sleeping and eating and kind of like staring.
Yeah.
Maybe after 4 or 5 weeks cooing, you know what I mean?
In the beginning, they don't give back very much. They just sleep and poop and eat.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I have heard though that, and this is what I'm thinking of doing. And I was reading about this, and again, I don't know if this is anything with truth. I get the logic of it though, so I can understand why this would be beneficial. But when you first introduce the baby, you shouldn't be mm-hmm. holding the baby. You should be having like the baby in the crib or somewhere. And then it's like a joint effort for you and, or me and Dagny to go see the baby together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like, oh, the baby is with mommy already. And then anytime like you're breastfeeding, you should have one toy that they get that they really like, that they get to play with,
mm-hmm.
that you bring out, which I'm like, how is that going to work? Like, breastfeeding is already a task.
I know.
Like, especially at the beginning, you're like, I have to go to the bathroom because this baby might sit on me for another hour.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to do this and I have to do that. But you take out a toy when you're breastfeeding, so then it's like fun for Dagny or Emily or the older kid to like get something when you're breastfeeding, and they like it, so they're going to be like, oh, okay, cool, you're breastfeeding, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I think for older kids, this wouldn't work for Dagny because she's too young, but it's like, oh, you get a present from your baby, the baby.
Yeah, I don't.
That
think
happens,
Emily,
I think, for 3 or 4 year olds, maybe. Like, oh, your brother or sister got you a present. Dagny is just gonna, she's not gonna understand that it's from the baby.
No.
Yeah. But then there's also, what was the other one was about, just yeah, basically focusing more of your energy on the older kid and not on the newborn.
Yeah, but that also sounds tough. That's why I was reading a bit on into one of these Facebook groups with people who are due the same month, where they were writing about what to do with the older one. And some people are going to keep the older one at home, like from daycare for a few weeks to get them used to the baby. But other people were kind of saying it's better to keep the routine.
Yeah.
And I also think like I want to keep the routine, but also kind of like have that time alone with the baby where I can just like focus on the newborn. Because I just know when both children are going to be there, of course, like a 2-year-old will demand my attention.
Oh, yeah.
So much. And yeah, I think I would prefer if Emily keeps going to daycare as normal. And then I will at least have some hours every day where it's just me and the newborn.
No, yeah, then, I completely agree with that. I don't know. I think people have this idea of, oh, when the new baby is born, it'll be great that they can like bond or something and I can have time. But you actually don't have time. You're exhausted. You're coming out of like this, even if you give birth naturally and there's no tearing, you are coming out of this 9-month process of growing. Yeah, you really need time to recover. And it is very difficult to do that when you have a 2-year-old or 1-year-old running around. So, and I also don't want to that's the thing, Dagny loves the daycare. She loves it, like she runs away from me and just goes and plays, and then even when I take her she like cries to go to stay. I'm like, okay, am I not fun? But no, but I feel like it would be punishment to her if she just has to sit and watch me breastfeed.
Yeah, it's going to be so boring. Yeah. Because we can't really do much. It's just going to be like, okay, you can watch some cartoons or play on your own.
Yeah.
So I think daycare is more fun for them and then can be cozy in the evening, afternoon when they're back.
Yeah, and you know, I was actually speaking with Eric's mom about this because we were discussing maternity leave and how long you're going to take. And we are also talking about, because we were actually just in Finland with his family, like his mom's side of the family, like so all his cousins and everything and all their kids. And we were talking with some of the aunts, and you know, their parents and grandparents had like 10 to 14 kids. And they live on like farms. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, like my grandparents also had a lot. They had like 7 to 8.
Yeah.
And wow. I just think to myself, like, they were on farms. My family was on farms. When did the mom get maternity leave?
When did she recover?
They didn't have a washing machine back in the day. They didn't have probably even, like, a working dishwasher. You know, they had no conveniences that we have. Even, like, we are able to have maybe a maid come in once a week. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or even if we need someone to babysit, we can just hire them.
Yeah.
And so I think to myself, we are so...
We're lucky.
We're lucky, and we have so many conveniences that, like, people did not have. Yeah. And they had 9 to 10 kids, like, back to back.
I'm hoping, like, at least back then that maybe they would have more... help from family and the community and neighbors. And if you have 10 kids, then the oldest kids might be able to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, true.
But in the beginning, I don't know how they did it. I mean,
and that's what I mean. So I know, I mean, it gives me confidence.
We can do it.
Yeah, kind of like, okay, I don't have to do any of the washing, like, by hand of clothes. I can just put it in the washer and dryer, you know? And, okay, so, like, yeah, I have to sit down and fold. But, like, you know what I mean? So all those kind of things I was just thinking about. I'm like, I really don't have something to complain about. It's only two. Like, I heard that two is... you know, one parent gets one, you know, and it's going to create a better bond maybe between the older kid and the dad, of course, and all this kind of stuff. But I heard it just gets insane after three. And then after three, it's just like crazy house.
I heard it gets insane after two. And there's like people telling me like, oh yeah, you're going to have your hands full. You're going to, it's going to be intense. Like you're not going to be able to take shower, do your makeup, all that. I'm just like, I don't really want to hear that, to be honest, because I just want to think positive. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same with, even with the first child, a lot of people were also telling me, oh, just wait and see, it's going to be really tough. Yeah. It's like sentence, like, just wait and see.
And it is tough, and then, but...
Yeah, it is tough. I'm sure it's going to be tough, but I just prefer to think, like, it's going to be fine, it's going to be cozy with the newborn and seeing Emily together mm-hmm. with... her sibling. We still don't know if it's a boy or a girl, so
yeah, it'll also be exciting. Fun. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's just been done for centuries and centuries of having children. Like, this is what, okay, this is my, I don't want this to be political, but like, this at the very basic level of human like existence is like reproduction.
I think, like, but that's some of the thoughts that are starting to come now that we're getting a bit closer to the end. It's both like, okay, wait, I need to think about the birth and planning around that. And even just like thinking, yeah. Okay, there's going to be an actual baby. Do we need to buy anything?
Yeah, because I think in the first baby, it's like, what are we going to have? What do we have? Like, and you start doing stuff and now you're like, oh, yeah. I need to get stuff for the baby.
Yeah.
We need to start thinking about that. We need to start organizing things.
Yeah, exactly. We're just only starting now. Like, okay, I guess, I mean, we don't really need that much clothes. I bought like a few gender neutral clothes when I was in Denmark. And we need an extra car seat. Mm. Other than that, I think it's just like, okay, I guess we'll be fine with what we have from Emily. And then we're just starting to think like, okay, we have a boy name, but we still don't have a girl name. And I think it's going to be a girl. So we're also just like, oh, we should maybe start looking thinking, at names and like thinking, because it goes fast. Like we're going to go on holiday now for the next few weeks. And then
a car ride to really discuss names.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. Because then it kind of feels like, okay, when we're back, then the summer is ending and then, you know, fall is coming. I'm also expecting that this baby will come 2 weeks early, so in my mind it will be like not in 10 weeks, but anyway, I don't know,
but like mid-October then.
Mid-October, that's what I have in my mind. Yeah, I know you can never be sure, it could also come later, but yeah, I just feel like, okay, when we're back from holiday, then we actually really need to start mm-hmm. getting ready for this baby, and I need to prepare for birth and everything.
That's the thing. I don't think I'm prepared for a vaginal birth. That's one thing. I prepared so much for vaginal birth last time.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, like 37 weeks, it's like, nope, you have to have a C-section. You're kind of like, oh, okay. So then I had like 10 days to prepare for a C-section.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh yeah, am I going to have one? Am I going to have a vaginal birth or am I going to have a C-section? How do I, and I'm just kind of almost like, it sounds bad. I just don't want to prepare.
Yeah.
I just want to like go into it being like, okay, it's going to hurt. I don't know. Like,
I understand the thought, but I think it is a good idea to prepare, even if it's just like mentally.
Yeah.
And just like, I mean, we are hoping to talk to a doula when we come back in end of August, September.
Oh, nice. Yes, for the podcast. Mm-hmm.
And then maybe she can give us some advice on how to prepare for the second time around.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just too scared to prepare.
Yeah, I mean, I heard other pregnant women say that they prefer not to know too much. But to me, it's really like knowledge is power. And also when it comes to birth, you will feel more empowered just knowing mm-hmm. more.
Oh yeah.
But that's my personal opinion. Like, I can't say that's the right thing for everyone. I just last time I had a really good experience and I felt like I was really prepared.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, okay, I want to be prepared again, but I don't know exactly what I should do.
Yeah, maybe that's my thing where I'm just procrastinating on it because I'm like, I don't know what I should be doing.
Yeah.
And then I am trying for a VBAC, which is vaginal birth after C-section, which is also scary to me. And so maybe I just don't want to think about that because I'm like, ugh. If something goes wrong, you know.
Yeah. But if something goes wrong, you will get a C-section. It will be fine.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll just be put under and have a C-section, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. So... it's just all like,
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to mentally prepare for. going through a C-section or going through a vaginal birth, both things are really intense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, so, yeah. I mean, that's basically what I'm doing in my third, my 10 weeks left or whatnot, which again, I think 10 weeks, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so short. But then I think I look at a calendar and I'm like, oh my gosh, I still have so much, I have so many other things to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like still quite long, but I just know it will go by so fast.
It will. This pregnancy has gone by fast. Even the summer, it's about to be August.
I know. It's crazy. We survived the heat so far. Right now, the temperature is pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though I'm still sweating all the time, even though it's like 10, 15 degrees colder than it was, I'm still sweating. So.
I know. No, well, that's great. But, well, thank you everyone though for listening in to today's podcast. And remember to subscribe on our Apple and Spotify channel. And then also subscribe to our Instagram, which is @expectingexpats.
Yes, we would love to hear from you guys.
Thanks everyone. Yeah.